Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. And the other night, actually two nights ago, Wednesday night, one of the either Uber or Lyft drivers, a rideshare driver here in the city of New Orleans, was carjacked. And he was carjacked by five teenagers here in the city of New Orleans. He was summoned to pick up passengers on the corner of People's Avenue and Mendez Street. Four boys and a girl got in his car, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And the lone girl in the car pulled a gun and demanded his vehicle. And the juveniles fled in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And that's the latest we have. Five teenagers called for an Uber or a Lyft, and then when the driver showed up to pick them up. And again, these are four boys and one girl. And out of all of them, it was the girl who pulled the gun.
They're breaking a glass ceiling. Females.
Yeah, usually when you think of somebody pulling a gun on somebody here in the city of New Orleans, it's almost always a male.
I wonder why it's so difficult to track down who, when, where, and why. Because when you do ride sharing, everything's supposed to be interconnected to where you can go back and check who was the one that called the Uber, who was the IP address of the phone, where is the car, because I'm quite sure the Jeep Cherokee has some kind of GPS thing on it where it maps where it's going and where it's coming from. Because you can track, you know, how far the Uber is from you when you call one, right? You got the little blip that's saying the car's around the corner or whatever. So I don't see how difficult it is to either find the Jeep or find the people responsible, since everything's all interconnected through the Uber app, right?
Yeah, this happened Wednesday night. You would think, with a little bit of investigating, the New Orleans police shouldn't have a difficult time finding out who this is, because to use Uber or Lyft, they have to have a credit or debit card number of you in their system. So they know your name, they know where your credit or debit card is coming from. So you wonder, out of these five juveniles, how they were able to get an Uber to come pick them up. Somebody had to have a debit or a credit card in, again, either Uber or Lyft, whichever one this was, in their system.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the verification thing. You're supposed to look at the picture of your driver, or the driver's supposed to look at the picture of the person that they're supposed to pick up to verify that that's the same person. Like, hey, you're the guy. Yeah, I'm the guy. And
well, I use ride shares fairly frequently. I used it a couple of days ago, and the same thing always happens. It tells you on the app not only your driver's name, but it tells you the type and a lot of times the color of the car that's coming to pick you up. And pretty much every time I've ever gotten in an Uber or a Lyft, the driver pulls up in front of you, rolls down the passenger side window and says, "Are you John?" "Yeah, yeah, that's me." "Hey, hop in. How's it going?"
Yeah, the idea that they can get away with this is amazing to me with the technology we have. But, you know, and then where do you suppose five juveniles have to go anyway? Why did they need a car so bad? What the? They had to go to the library to finish their homework. They had a science project that was due.
Coleman, the most amazing part of this story to me is that you had five juveniles, four boys, one girl, and the person who pulled the gun on the Uber driver or the Lyft driver to carjack them was the girl.
Oh, that's sexist, John. Girls can do the same thing boys can do. It's 2021. That's not the most amazing part of the story. To me, it's where are their parents? It's juveniles.
That's
you know, it's five juveniles, dude. Where the hell are you guys going? The McDonald's drive-thru?
That's a big part of the story, too. I mean, I didn't think you could carjack a rideshare driver.
I mean, it's possible. I didn't think you'd get away with it so easily. This text says, the GPS is on the Uber driver's phone. If you throw the phone out of the window, then there's no more GPS. That's true. This text says, you can buy prepaid cards with money and use it for Uber and Lyft.
So they wouldn't have your name and your information.
Yeah, but, you know, that would assume that they had money to pay for it. If they're bold enough to jack a car, you'd think they would actually pay for a prepaid card just so they could jack a car? That doesn't seem to make that. Those two don't go together.
Well, again, you don't see this very often, but there are several instances, several different things about this story that make you scratch your head and go, huh?
That's a lot of people. Five people. It takes five people to jack a car.
Yeah,
not one of them said, nah, I think this is a bad idea. Not one of the five said, I don't know if I want to do this or not. All five were down.
And I'm pretty sure Uber and Lyft, they're not thrilled when five people get into one ride. I'm sure that's not something that they're really happy about. But hopefully we'll have an update for you. I mean, I hate to see this. Here's a guy driving rideshare, trying to make a few bucks, and five youths in New Orleans carjack him.
On a school night. This text says, the science project was the response time of the NOPD.
Hey, speaking of the NOPD, they're getting a bunch of federal money to hire new police officers. We're gonna talk about that coming up on the show. I mean, we've talked about how the New Orleans Police Department is over 500 police officers short, and they have been for a long time because of a federal consent decree. But the last decade or so, the New Orleans Police Department is receiving $7.26 million from the Department of Justice for one reason, to hire more officers. We'll talk about that. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. Boy, the Atlanta Falcons looked really bad last night at home when the New England Patriots and their rookie quarterback came to town and shut them out 25-0. I mean, this is the Atlanta Falcons. This is the same team that came into New Orleans a couple of weekends ago and beat the Saints. And then last weekend, they went to Dallas and they were losing 36-3 at halftime. And then last night they weren't able to do anything in being shut out by the New England Patriots. And their quarterback, the kid from Alabama, Mac Jones, he was the fifth quarterback drafted in last year's NFL draft. And right now, he's playing better than the four quarterbacks who were drafted ahead of him. He's having a fantastic year, and we're a little more than halfway through the season. It looks like now he's going to be NFL Rookie of the Year. He's, for someone so young, for a rookie, Mac Jones is a cool customer. And he's got that team winning again.
How much of that is Belichick, though? The fact that he was picked fifth out of the quarterbacks means that he probably didn't perform as well in college as the previous four. So it makes me wonder, had Belichick got any of those four quarterbacks, how would they perform? Because, I mean, Belichick is not a bad coach at all. So he could probably take any one.
Well,
and
Coleman,
make them...
when you say Belichick isn't a bad coach at all, there are many people who believe Bill Belichick is the greatest football coach in the history of professional football coaches, in history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he would have done all right with any of the quarterbacks. It's just it's wild how Mac Jones was picked behind four other quarterbacks, and look at the rookie year that he's having. That is something. And he had a fantastic career at Alabama, where he played for most people believe is the greatest coach in the history of college football. So imagine being Mac Jones. Here you are, and you're literally playing for the two greatest football coaches of all time. Nick Saban at Alabama, greatest college coach in history, and Bill Belichick in the NFL, the greatest professional head football coach in history. So, but boy, it Atlanta really stinks. And you know, last night, it's the Thursday night game. You know, it's the only NFL game. It's the only game in town in the country. The football fans of the country sat down and watched that game, and they saw just a pitiful performance.
Yeah, and when you look at the last two Atlanta games, it's easy for us to make fun, but then we think, oh, wait, they also destroyed us when they came to town. So is it really that funny?
Yeah, that's pretty frustrating. Hey, you know what today is? Well, besides being Friday, today is World Toilet Day.
Really? Nah.
Yes, it's World Toilet Day. Now, that's something that I think most of us completely take for granted. But I'm a fan of movies, and I love watching old movies, and you'll see some older movies. Well, when you look at the big picture of things from not really that long ago, where people didn't have toilets in their houses, in their homes, they either had to use a big can, or they had to go outside.
Is the outhouse?
They had to use the outhouse.
Is there any coincidence that you went from talking about the Atlanta Falcons and all of a sudden talking about toilets? Are you trying to give a subliminal message, John?
Well, today is World Toilet Day, Coleman. In a recent poll, 12% of men admit to watching a movie while on the toilet. Have you ever done that? Have you ever sat down and said, "Okay, I got my phone here. There's this movie I wanted to at least watch part of. I'm gonna do it right here on this toilet."
Never. I get my legs getting numb watching a 7-minute video while on the toilet. I got to get up and start beating my legs to get circulation back in it. So no, not an entire movie.
Yeah, I've never watched a movie, or at least part of a movie, on the toilet.
But sometimes I do find myself watching interesting videos on YouTube. It's like I sit there because I'm amazed by the video, and I'm already finished my business, but I'm just so enthralled by the video. But that's about 6 or 7 minutes.
My biggest goal when I go into the bathroom to use the toilet is to get out of there as fast as possible.
Yes, I agree. Now, I do know that people who live with family, they use the toilet as an escape from their family. Like, I live alone, so, you know, I don't, you know, have to sit around. But they have some people that use the toilet as an excuse to say, I need to get away. And they just lock up, and I'm in here, I'm busy. That way they could get some peace and quiet.
And I'm, by the way, I'm just guessing that the 12% of men who admit to watching movies while on the toilet, I'm just guessing it's on their mobile device. unless you spend a real lot of time in there, and you know, maybe they have a television screen in their bathroom somewhere. But I'm speculating here. I'm going out on a limb that I it's probably their mobile device.
Aaron in New Orleans says, I don't bring my phone in the bathroom. Just ew.
I don't either.
I bring my phone to the bathroom. Yeah, you never know. You need some entertainment. I bring a book sometimes. I bring a notebook and write notes. I've done some of my best work. Some of my, you know, I do stand-up comedy every now and then. Some of my best jokes came from being inspired while sitting on a toilet.
You know, I'm glad that texter said that, because I never bring my cell phone in the toilet. And last night, I went in there, and just as I was sitting down, my phone started ringing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And so I said, well, let me pull these pants up real quick and run out there and see. I just want to see if it was important or not. And it wasn't. It was from a number I didn't recognize, so I didn't answer the phone, and they didn't leave a voicemail, so.
That 12% that also, that say they watch movies on a toilet, I'm going to assume they probably are married, and that's the only way they can watch the movie in peace is in the bathroom on a toilet, because they couldn't watch it in a big room where they want to with somebody nagging or the kids running around. They're like, I got to watch this movie. So they just go into their man cave and enjoy the movie in silence.
Yeah, but that's when you think about the greatest inventions in history, the toilet and everybody having one inside of where they live, it's got to be up at near the top of the list.
I agree. Think about it, John. Sometimes we complain about how bad the world is, but kings and queens didn't even have toilets years ago. We are living, like, my house, your apartment, we're actually living better than kings did.
Yeah.
Than royalty did, with the air conditioners and the stoves and the ovens and microwaves and refrigerators. You know, I can't complain when I think about that. Yeah, it sucks when the power went out during Hurricane Ida, but still, I had running water. You know, that's most than kings and queens can say 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, oh, no. We just regular folk, we do live better than kings and queens lived years ago. And you know, you see that when you look at statistics on how many people are living in poverty in the United States, and but then they might not have a lot of money, but they usually have heat and or air conditioning. They usually have a television to watch. They have a bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
They have a toilet in their house. They have a refrigerator in their house, and they're living in poverty.
Dude, we walk to work early in the morning, and we see, you know, stragglers, homeless people. They have cell phones. They charge them. I seen a guy charging a phone from an outlet on the side of a building the other night. Roy says, I've never went to the toilet long enough to even watch a commercial, much less a movie.
Yeah, and again, it's something not a lot of people always talk about. It's just something we've gotten used to, but You know, I mean, obviously the automobile is a great invention. The airplane is a great invention. The computer, the internet, you know, great inventions. Hell, the cell phone, the microwave oven, the ATM card. All great inventions, but you know, the toilet being inside everybody's house, that's right up there with those other inventions.
Easily top five. Easily top five. That and the back scratcher. I still think the back scratcher was the best thing I ever bought ever in my life. It still works to this day.
And one other statistic about toilets. 55% of men, fathers, use the toilet with the door open.
Still. Oh, no. Nah. What, is it to keep an eye on their kids to make sure they don't do nothing crazy?
You might have to do that if you got kids. Absolutely.
I mean, I do it because I live alone. But for the most part, if I have company, yes, I'm closing the door. I can't see myself doing it. You know, I have a friend that says to save and conserve water, they only flush the toilet when they do number two. If it's number one, they don't flush it. They feel like it's a waste of a flush.
Yeah, I've seen people like that before.
It's weird. So the whole family just uses it. Nobody flushes it until it's number two. If it's all number one, they just let it sit.
Well, today is World Toilet Day. And again, it's not just here in the United States. It's World Toilet Day.
Even in Antarctica?
Well, that's something that we all have in common. It doesn't matter what country you live in. We all have that in common. And I'm sure if you today, at some point, if you saw someone and wished them, hey, have a happy World Toilet Day.
I'm sure there's some Aborigines or something that don't have toilets in the middle of the indigenous forest that they live in.
All right. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. McDonald's had a promotion yesterday that blew out their app.
Oh, app, APP. All right.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Ozzy Osbourne and Nirvana. That's Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you. I just saw this story and I said, huh? A case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Maryland. Monkeypox. Now, I've heard of chickenpox. I've heard of smallpox. Were you familiar with monkeypox?
I was not.
This is nothing to be that concerned about. I mean, especially everything that we've been through in the last over a year and a half now with the pandemic. But a case of monkeypox has been confirmed in a Maryland resident who recently returned to the United States from Nigeria. Now, in Nigeria, monkeypox is an issue. And as a matter of fact, late yesterday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention laboratory scientists confirmed the patient had monkeypox and that the infection matches the strain that has been reemerging in Nigeria since 2017. The person is currently in isolation in Maryland, and again, we don't really need to be worried.
So I just did some research. Clearly, it's called monkeypox because monkeys can also get it. But the reason chickenpox is called chickenpox isn't because chickens can get it. It's because it looks like chickpeas, the meat, the mumps that you get. So monkeypox is called monkeypox because monkeys could get it, but chickens don't get chickenpox. We just call it chickenpox. I thought that was interesting. Now, smallpox, I don't know. I don't have
it. Scientists at the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said they were collaborating with the Maryland Department of Health and other health partners to investigate this a bit further. How many other types of pox are there?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
But I have, and again, monkeypox is in the same family of viruses as smallpox. It can be spread through direct contact with lesions of body fluids or contaminated materials like clothing or large respiratory droplets.
To answer your question, there's 83 forms of pox out there. Want to name them all?
No.
All right.
I learned something today.
Monkeypox is rare, but it's potentially serious. And they say it generally causes a milder infection than smallpox.
Okay. So monkeypox isn't as dangerous as smallpox.
Well, the infection is milder. Okay. So if you're laying on the couch with monkeypox, well, this is pretty mild.
It's not spicy. It's not original recipe.
Please remember, John Osterlin is not a medical doctor.
But there has been a case of monkeypox confirmed in the state of Maryland from a Maryland resident who just got back from Nigeria, where they've been dealing with monkeypox for, again, the same strain.
I wonder how many Nigerians are in Maryland and how many Marylanders are in Nigeria right now. That's an odd combination.
I would guess there are more Nigerians in Maryland than there are people from Maryland in Nigeria. I'm speculating since you asked that question. But evidently they've been dealing with this strain of monkeypox in Nigeria since 2017. All right, coming up on the show, got this morning's Big O. We had fun with the Big O yesterday.
With Patrick Swayze?
With the movie Roadhouse, how they're in negotiations to have that remade. And what I found most interesting about yesterday's edition of that in the Big O is how many people thought that Roadhouse was just a great movie. And I said it's become a cult classic because it's so bad, it's good. And it's seemingly always on cable television. And it's one of those movies where if I'm flipping through and I see it, I always stop no matter where it is because I've always been highly entertained by that movie. But there were several people who texted us and said, "What do you mean it's so bad? It's good. It's a great movie." I said, "Wait a minute. When you talk about great movies, you're talking about The Godfather and Casablanca, and you know when you're talking about great movies. I mean, are you really going to put Roadhouse in that category? I mean, when you look at the acting, it was all so over the top."
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we got this morning's Big O, and it has to do with American brands. We'll explain more next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
I always want to get your take on the Big O. M&M's was recently named one of the top 5 brands in the United States. M&M's. Who doesn't enjoy M&M's? Whether they're the ones with the peanut inside or just the regular M&M's.
I have to say I do enjoy M&M's, but as a kid, I didn't like them because they were deceptive. I didn't understand why they were all different colors, but they all taste the same. So when you have like Skittles or Starburst, each color represented a different flavor. So as a kid, every time I would eat M&M's, I would expect that each color represented a different flavor, but they were all chocolate, and I was disappointed in that. Same thing with Good and Plenty. It was all the same flavor, no matter what color they were, and I hated candy like that. Like, stop lying.
Well, it's something to be named one of the top 5 brands in the United States, because there are a ton of brands. An absolute load of brands.
Now, the brands, that's different from the company, because I know Mars, they're the candy company that does M&M's, but you're talking about M&M's specifically, like that brand of candy.
That's right.
Okay.
Mars Wrigley owns
Mars Wrigley
M&M's. And this recent poll just came from an analytics group called YouGov. And they named M&M's as one of the top 5 brands in the United States of America. And this year, M&M's are celebrating their 80th birthday.
Congratulations.
So they've been successful for a very long time. And when I saw this, I just started thinking about brands in general. When I saw this, if I thought, well, what brands do I like? Sure, I like M&M's, but there are other brands that are extremely popular and extremely valuable as well. When you think of American brands, is there something that pops into your head first?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yuengling, America's oldest brewery.
It is the oldest brewery.
Yeah, but Yuengling is my top number one brand that I stand behind no matter what.
I thought of the first thing that went into my head when I heard American brands, I thought of Levi's.
Okay.
Because most people, most Americans, either wear or own blue jeans.
Right. But is Levi the brand that they wear, though? Because, you know, there's Wrangler, Jabot, you know, there's different type of...
Lee,
yeah. So even though Levi isn't an American brand, would it be the number one jean brand that most Americans wear? When I thought about American brands in the top 5 being... M&M's is in the top 5. You would think Coca-Cola has to be in there somewhere.
Coca-Cola?
Or McDonald's. I'm thinking like top 5. What would be the top 5 U.S. brands?
But then when you think of brands, I mean, what about the NFL? That's a brand?
Harley-Davidson, right?
Absolutely. Harley-Davidson is a brand. And you start thinking about names that everybody knows.
Well, is there a brand that nobody knows that you like? Like, that's not really popular, but you stand behind.
Not really.
I have one. This is a product that they only sell in Walmart. It's a clothing brand called George, and I love George. I wish I could be the brand ambassador for George. Not too many people know about it, but if you know how to rock it, if you're shaped kind of sexy, you could actually go to Walmart, buy George clothes, and make it look like $1 million. And that's what I do. I love George. It's cheap, affordable clothing, but it looks so damn good.
What do they have, shirts and pants?
Everything. Shirts, pants, jeans, sweatpants. Suits. I've wore some of the suits you see me in. You didn't know this. They didn't come from the men's warehouse or Joseph A. Company or bank, whatever it's called. I get it from Walmart, the George brand. But I look so good in them that you can't tell it's a Walmart brand.
So when I saw this, I went and I looked at the leading brands in the United States, and when you look at that. Those are ranked by how much money those brands are worth.
Okay.
Do you know what the number one, the biggest brand in the United States of America is right now?
Microsoft?
They're fourth.
Wow. So if Microsoft is fourth, Apple?
Apple.
Right.
Apple is the biggest brand in the United States right now.
So M&M's is right on par with computer technology. So you have Apple and Microsoft, and then M&M's, a candy, just sneaks in there and is one of the big dogs.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the leading United States brands worldwide in the year 2021. And this is by, again, the value of the brand, how much the brand is worth. Apple is number one. Amazon is number two.
Okay.
Google is number three. Microsoft is number four. Walmart,
all right.
Is number five. Facebook is number six. Verizon is number seven. Home Depot is number eight. AT&T is number nine, and Walt Disney is number 10.
You mean to tell me that Pornhub didn't make the top 10?
No.
What are we doing here, people? Maybe because Pornhub is probably not an American brand. I'm going to have to check my sources.
But look, with most Americans, we see a product, we see a brand, and it's something that we know all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's a lot of satisfaction. Most people are satisfied by what those brands brand.
Yeah, there are some brands that are so successful that their brand name becomes synonymous with their product. And no matter what brand it is, you call it a particular, like Kleenex.
Well, that's the biggest example.
Yeah, Kleenex. No matter what you buy, whether it's a tissue paper, whatever, you're going to call it Kleenex, even if it's not an actual Kleenex.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
I always want to get your take on the Big O. M&M's was recently named one of the top five brands in the United States. M&M's. Who doesn't enjoy M&M's? Whether they're the ones with the peanut inside or just the regular M&M's.
I have to say I do enjoy M&M's, but as a kid, I didn't like them because they were deceptive. I didn't understand why they were all different colors, but they all taste the same. So when you have like Skittles or Starburst, each color represented a different flavor. So as a kid, every time I would eat M&M's, I would expect that each color represented a different flavor, but they were all chocolate, and I was disappointed in that. Same thing with Good and Plenty. They was all the same flavor no matter what color they were. And I hated candy like that. Like, stop lying.
Well, it's something to be named one of the top five brands in the United States because there are a ton of brands. An absolute load of brands.
Now, the brands, that's different from the company because I know Mars, they're the candy company that does M&M's, but you're talking about M&M's specifically, like that brand of candy.
That's right.
Okay.
Mars Wrigley owns
Mars Wrigley
M&M's. And this recent poll just came from an analytics group called YouGov. And they named M&M's as one of the top five brands in the United States of America. And this year, M&M's are celebrating their 80th birthday.
Congratulations.
So they've been successful for a very long time. And when I saw this, I just started thinking about brands in general. When I saw this, if I thought, well, what brands do I like? Sure, I like M&M's, but there are other brands that are extremely popular and extremely valuable as well. When you think of American brands, is there something that pops into your head first?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yuengling, America's oldest brewery.
It is the oldest brewery.
Yeah, but Yuengling is my top number one brand that I stand behind no matter what.
I thought of the first thing that went into my head when I heard American brands, I thought of Levi's.
Okay.
Because most Americans either wear or own blue jeans.
Right. But is Levi the brand that they wear, though? Because, you know, there's Wrangler, Jabot, you know, there's different type of...
Lee,
yeah. So even though Levi isn't an American brand, would it be the number one jean brand that most Americans wear? When I thought about American brands in the top five, being M&M's is in the top five, you would think Coca-Cola has to be in there somewhere.
Coca-Cola?
Or McDonald's. I'm thinking like top five. What would be the top five U.S. brands?
But then when you think of brands, I mean, what about the NFL? That's a brand?
Harley-Davidson, right?
Absolutely. Harley-Davidson is a brand. And you start thinking about names that everybody knows.
Well, is there a brand that nobody knows that you like? Like, that's not really popular, but you stand behind.
Not really.
I have one. This is a product that they only sell in Walmart. It's a clothing brand called George. And I love George. I wish I could be the brand ambassador for George. Not too many people know about it. But if you know how to rock it, if you shape kind of sexy, you could actually go to Walmart, buy George clothes, and make it look like $1 million. And that's what I do. I love George. It's cheap, affordable clothing, but it looks so damn good.
What do they have? Shirts and pants?
Everything. Shirts, pants, jeans, sweatpants. Suits. I've wore some of the suits you see me in. You didn't know this. They didn't come from the men's warehouse or Joseph A. Company or bank, whatever it's called. I get it from Walmart, the George brand. But I look so good in them that you can't tell it's a Walmart brand.
So when I saw this, I went and I looked at the leading brands in the United States, and when you look at that. Those are ranked by how much money those brands are worth.
Okay.
Do you know what the number one, the biggest brand in the United States of America is right now?
Microsoft?
They're fourth.
Wow. So if Microsoft is fourth, Apple?
Apple.
Apple. Right.
Apple is the biggest brand in the United States right now.
So M&M's is right on par with computer technology. So you have Apple and Microsoft, and then M&M's, the candy, just sneaks in there and is one of the big dogs.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the leading United States brands worldwide in the year 2021, and this is by, again, the value of the brand, how much the brand is worth. Apple is number one. Amazon is number two.
Okay.
Google is number three. Microsoft is number four. Walmart,
all right.
Is number five. Facebook is number six. Verizon is number seven. Home Depot is number eight. AT&T is number nine. And Walt Disney is number 10.
You mean to tell me that Pornhub didn't make the top 10?
No.
What are we doing here, people? Maybe because Pornhub is probably not an American brand. I'm going to have to check my sources.
But look, with most Americans, we see a product, we see a brand, and it's something that we know all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's a lot of satisfaction. Most people are satisfied by what those brands brand.
Yeah, there are some brands that are so successful that their brand name becomes synonymous with their product. And no matter what brand it is, you call it a particular, like Kleenex.
Well, that's the biggest example.
Yeah, Kleenex. No matter what you buy, whether it's a tissue paper, whatever, you're going to call it Kleenex, even if it's not an actual Kleenex brand.
Yeah, when you need to blow your nose, a lot of people say, hey, grab me a Kleenex. And most of the time, they're not blowing their nose into a Kleenex. They're blowing their nose into a paper handkerchief. But Kleenex seems to have they won that battle.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll buy a Pepsi and they'll say, yeah, I'm drinking a Coke. And it's still, even though it might be a Pepsi or a Sprite or a Sunkist, they still call it a Coke or a soda.
Well, I noticed that's really big in the South.
Yeah.
It's not like that up north, or it's not like that out west or in the Midwest. Usually people call it either soda or pop, but down here it could be pretty much any flavor, and if it's carbonated, people will call it a Coke.
Yeah, here's some of our Texas favorite brands. Scott loves Wrangler and Gatorade. Ray Marrero likes Fireball and Flowmaster Muffler. That's pretty cool. This Texas likes Ford, Harley Davidson, Levi's, and Slap Your Mama.
See every one of the brands that were just named by our texters, except for one I didn't recognize, but they're all household names.
Slap Your Mama is a Southern. It's a seasoning. I love Slap Your Mama.
It wasn't Slap Your Mama.
Oh, it was a Ford, Harley Davidson, Levi's, and Slap Your Mama? Or Flowmaster Muffler? Which one was it?
I don't know what Flowmaster Muffler
is. It's a muffler brand. Like you put, it's a car part, but you're in between cars, so you...
I mean, I think muffler, the only one word comes to mind, Midas.
The Midas touch, yeah. Or like tires, Michelin, right? Coleman mentioned George clothing, and I felt so validated. Half my wardrobe is George, and their clothes look great. Yes, they do. Gucci has nothing on it. I agree. George clothes is really good clothes, like, and it's affordable, and it's great. I'm wearing some George jeans on right now, as a matter of fact. This text says Faded Glory clothing.
I don't know what that is.
Faded Glory is something you get like an Old Navy. It's a brand of jeans like Wrangler, and it's called Faded Glory. Like very patriotic, Americanized, red, white, and blue. It's pretty cool.
So if you're listening, what brand or brands do you love? As M&M's were just named one of the top five brands in America, although I gave you the top 10 American brands by their value.
Right.
But what brands do you love? Because, you know, we see things, we hear things, and if we see a brand name, if we hear a brand name, we're going to have an opinion. We're either going to like that brand or we're not going to like that brand.
I have something in common with this texter. Hell, I'm wearing George underwear. Me too. That's how good it is. We have a texter wearing George underwear. Yeah, this is awesome. How about that?
How about that? Coleman, you do have things in common with our listeners.
Yeah, we all shop at Walmart because we're broke.
But Walmart is one of the top 10 leading United States brands by their value. And there are a lot of people that don't like Walmart. There are a lot of people that don't like them. I look at Walmart and I see convenience. I see Walmart selling so much stuff that's why the stuff you get in there is less expensive than you would find in other places. So I look at Walmart as a brand who is saving people money.
One-stop shop. You get some Vaseline, cereal, jeans, a joystick for your video game console, a dollar bin $4.99 DVD, and a belt.
Golf balls, motor oil.
Jumper cables.
Slippers.
You get anything from Walmart.
Yeah, before Walmart, you know how many different stores you had to go to find a bunch of that stuff? So if you're listening right now, tell me an American brand that you either love or you don't like. Especially these last few years, they say how important branding is. Like our radio station, you know, we're the only radio station that plays classic rock here in New Orleans. That's our brand. I mean, if you want to hear the best rock and roll from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that's here we are. What brands do you, and you think about rock and roll and brands, I think of Gibson and Fender. You know, those two brands, they make guitars that so many rock bands played. Let us know the brand you love, the brand you don't love, the brand you don't like at all. Text us 504-260-9595. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And please never text while you're driving. As M&M's, who are just turning 80 years old this year, have been named one of the top five brands in the United States. They are delicious. There's no doubt about that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. New cases of sexually transmitted diseases have risen to a record high in the United States. Biologists place much of the blame on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Do you believe that right now we have the highest, we have a record high when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases?
People couldn't wait to get out of the lockdown and start doing sex again.
In this country. Hey, coming up next, your texts on your favorite and least favorite brands. Because M&M's was just named one of the five top brands in the United States as they celebrate their 80th birthday. What brands do you love? What brands are you not a fan of? Your text on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment was about how M&M's was just named one of the top five brands in the United States. M&M's candy made and owned by Mars Wrigley. But and M&M's, they're celebrating their 80th birthday this year. And so it got me thinking about brands, and I was looking into brands, and I had mentioned that Apple is the leading brand in the United States when it comes to how much their brand is worth, the value of the brand. Apple is number one, Amazon is number two, Google is number three, Microsoft is number four, and Walmart is number five. And we were talking about different brands, and I asked you to text us brands that you love or brands that you don't love.
Fred from Covington says he likes Lay's potato chips, Winchester firearms, and DeWalt tools.
Those are all big brands.
I like Zaps. I prefer that. I'm going to lump this all. This is all different people, but Community Coffee, Folgers 1850, CeCe's Coffee, Folgers Coffee, PJ's Coffee, Dunkin' Donuts Coffee, Cajun Joe. A lot of our listeners like coffee.
There's one product that has so many different brands, unlike Kleenex, because Kleenex is the brand, but it's called tissue. It's not called Kleenex, but Kleenex seem to win that.
This text says, I like Wendy's, Chevy, Aquafina, Tabasco, and Yamaha. Little Debbie Snacks. Okay, cool. The Ageless Battle, Chevy versus Ford.
Now, those are two iconic brands.
Meanwhile, I drive a Dodge. This one says Under Armour, Dickies, and Pornhub. Huh, well, sometimes you can see a pair of Dickies on Pornhub. This one says Blue Plate Mayonnaise. I don't like Hellman.
Hellman's.
Yeah, I don't eat mayonnaise at all. I can't stand it. Now, here's something that I was expecting to see, but I didn't see anybody text it. Like, so some of the brands that I have at my house are Czech Cola, Big Shot, Ramen Noodles, Trojan, Lifestyles, and Tony Satchery's. But none of the texters text that. Those are the ones I was expecting to see how many people I had in common with, but no Trojans, no Lifestyles, nothing.
Huh.
This last one says, Splat Hair Dye. Love the funky colors, especially purple and pink. And yes, you get it at Walmart, although I don't really like Walmart. I'm a get your bleep and get out type of person. And that's true. You can't really just get your bleep and get out at a Walmart, you know?
You know, one of our texters mentioned Tony Satchery's.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge brand around here. But if you go to different parts of the country, there's a lot of people that wouldn't even know about it.
Right. That's why I was expecting our texters to text that, like, Tony Satchery's, Czech Cola, Big Shot Cola. And I'm ashamed that none of them use Trojans or Lifestyles, man. You got to protect yourselves out there, people.
Well, the way they talk about brands, you know, people are brands now. When you look at influencers on social media, people that have millions of people following them, they are brands.
How could we forget Oscar Mayer? You're right. I'm sorry we forgot Oscar Mayer's.
Well, if you're going to say Oscar Mayer, how about Boar's Head?
What? You know, what the hell is that?
Boar's Head, they have great deli meats.
Oh, okay. I like Eckridge. Yep.
Thank you for your texts. We appreciate them. And it's amazing when you think about the United States and all of the brands that are inside of the United States, and how M&M's is two specific types of candies. One has a peanut in it, the other doesn't.
Dude, there's like seven of them now. Peanut butter, caramel, mint.
Yeah, they make, but M&M's and M&M's with peanuts
Yeah, M&M's peanut butter. It do get 7 M&M's.
You can make all of those different flavors on top of those two types of M&M's, but those are the two, and they're delicious. All right, coming up. Still have the dumbest thing I read all morning. Did you see what happened to the McDonald's app yesterday? It kind of blew up. Now there wasn't smoke coming out of people's cell phones, but they ran a promotion, and so many people wanted in. Their app went. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlin. Yesterday, McDonald's ran a promotion where if you downloaded their app, through their app, you could get an Egg McMuffin for its original price when it first came out, which was 63 cents. And so many people either went to the app or downloaded the app so they could get one of these, that the app went out. You know, when you hear something is really big on the internet, they'll say it blew up the internet. Like if something goes viral. Well, yesterday the McDonald's app went bust. Yesterday morning, they got it going again. But it shows you, you know, we were just talking about last hour in our Big O segment, brands. The biggest brands, the brands that are worth the most money in our country, the most popular brands. You know, McDonald's, when you think about brands, they're up near the top of the list. I mean, everybody knows what McDonald's is. And so they tried this promotion, and their technology evidently couldn't keep up with it. And
I'm surprised so many people downloaded the app just to get a 63-cent Egg McMuffin. I would think McDonald's would do the right thing and say, hey, if you download this app, we'll give you a complimentary Egg McMuffin. But apparently, no, they can still squeeze 63 cents out of people.
Yeah, it was only available on the app. You couldn't just walk into a McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin yesterday for 63 cents.
You know, like stuff like that, I'd rather just go ahead and pay full price. Why not? I'm not going to download an app just to get 63. You know, if I'm paying 63 cents, I might as well pay the whole $2 or $3 or whatever it is.
But that would be considered a successful promotion when the app goes haywire and goes out. I wanted to mention that, and I wanted to mention this here too, because I think we've mentioned this guy on the show, and he's been making news lately. He's the man who says he has the world's largest penis. He's American.
Because that makes a difference.
Well, and again, I don't know if he has been in a contest with other men, but the guy's from New York, and he says he does have the world's largest penis.
Wee-wee.
He says because of that, he has slept with multiple A-list celebrities. His name is Jonah Falcon. And he's making news this morning because he said he's sick and tired of showing people his plus-size Johnson.
Johnson.
I mean, I could take over for him if he's ashamed. I don't mind showing mine is off.
It's over 13 inches.
Okay.
He says it's basically like an Academy Award. If you've ever watched the Academy Awards, when they hand those awards to people, and then the people usually, you know, they lift it and hold it over their heads. He's 51 years old now, Jonah Falcon. And he says, for some reason, you know, being this large means I'm a bad person, or I'm egotistic, or I'm dumb, or I'm a porn star, or I'm a slut.
I mean, his name is Brian Falcon.
Jonah Falcon.
Jonah Falcon. Brian, what the hell am I thinking about? Jonah Falcon. And he's swinging.
He's from Brooklyn, New York. He is an actor. He does some acting. And he said, I'm sick and tired of having people wanting me to measure it in front of them. I've done that 10,000 times. Enough already. Well, if that's what you're known for, don't you think people are going to be curious?
Well, remember we was talking about how it must be hard to be an attractive female because everywhere you go, people hit on you.
Yep.
Same thing. I guess this guy's just getting tired of having to show his junk off and having to prove to people that he's 13.5 or whatever the hell Jonah Falcon is.
But if you knew this guy, if anybody knew this guy, they would know that he's got the biggest junk on the planet.
And let's not get carried away. He claims he has the biggest junk on the planet. We can call Guinness Book of World Records maybe and see if we can confirm that. I'll participate.
I don't know if he's in the Guinness Book of World Records because I don't know where you have to go or what you have to do to get that record.
You call the Guinness Book of World Records and say, hey, I have the largest junk. Come measure it.
But if it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, don't you think there'd be somebody else on the planet that says, wait a minute?
Yes, exactly. That's why I say he claims he has the biggest junk on the planet, but I haven't seen his name in the Guinness Book of World Records.
He became famous in 1999. Because that's when a documentary about him came out. And so for the last, 22 years, and it says, unfortunately, the record isn't official as Guinness doesn't verify such phallic feats.
Oh, that's boring. Boo to Guinness Book of World Records. Blair from the West Bank clarified it. Brian Falcon is our friend, the Minotaur. Yeah, we've met Brian Falcon on the West Bank at Wing Zone, the Minotaur. That's why I got confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Elevate guy, Jesse Fletcher's friend.
Yeah, this guy's Jonah Falcon, and he has the largest junk on the planet.
If Guinness Book of World Records aren't going to take the time to
That's a family book.
Yeah, still.
That's why they don't.
The point is, if they're not going to take the time to verify it, I'm claiming that I have the largest junk in the world. Why not? You can't prove it. You know what I'm saying? You can't prove that I'm not. You know? So there it is. I have the largest junk in the world, people.
But what does he expect? I mean, this is what people know about him. I mean, there's a guy that wherever he goes, there are people that look at them in a unique way, and there are people who want to see it. They say, look, this is what you've been saying, pal. And he said, I've whipped it out over 10,000 times in my life. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, he just has to pass the torch to somebody else then.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right. No. See how much longer.
Longer.
Jonah Falcon pops up in the news. Come up. I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And boy, this woman, this is a doozy this morning. She mistook something for a pill, and it had to come out. And stay tuned for that. And there's a new television show that a lot of people are talking about. Many of us saw this television show happen in real life before this couple were a television show. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. A Louisiana brown pelican was rescued back in 2010 during that BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They rescued the Louisiana brown pelican. They cleaned them off. And then they brought it to Georgia and released it in Georgia. They tagged it. And they called it Red 33Z. Well, that bird was just spotted back in Louisiana. That brown pelican flew 700 miles determined to get back home, and it was just recently spotted right near Grand Isle. It's pretty impressive, huh?
Oh, yeah,
A brown pelican.
I can't fly for 700 miles.
Traveling 700 miles, really determined to get back home. So good job, Red 33Z. And that pelican is doing a heck of a lot better right now than the New Orleans Pelicans. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. This has to do with a woman who ate something she wasn't supposed to. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here. It's time for the segment we do, The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. This woman just got a lot of notoriety on social media because, well, she went on TikTok and made a video saying that she mistakenly ate her AirPod. She thought she was eating an aspirin, but she ate her AirPod instead. And then a few hours later, she went to the bathroom and she pooped it out. She pooped out her AirPod.
I don't know what's dumber, confusing your AirPod with an aspirin or telling everybody about it on TikTok.
That's what I'm wondering too. Her name is Carly Belmer. She broadcast her shame to the world. She went viral for a series of TikTok posts in which she claimed she accidentally mistook her Apple AirPod for ibuprofen, swallowed it whole, and ultimately pooped it out, but not before the device blasted a voice memo from inside of her stomach.
Okay, I can't believe that. I don't believe that.
She said, so, like, I ate my bleeping left AirPod. She's 27 years old. And that's what she told her followers on TikTok.
I don't see the AirPod working with all that acid and stuff that's in your stomach when you digest it, all those those enzymes and everything that has that you have to go through down the digestive system. There's no way that thing worked.
Well, she said that she was crawling into bed and she had an ibuprofen 800 in one hand and my bleeping AirPod, my left earbud, in the other. And she made a mistake and ate the wrong one. So you think she's embellishing the story?
She didn't get a full AirPod, didn't go off with the Bluetooth inside her stomach. No way.
Well, she lives in Boston.
Boston. I mean, you said she pooped it out?
Yeah, well, she said she pooped it out.
Okay. I'm guessing now everything she listens to sounds like crap then, right?
It continues to amaze me what people will do to get likes and get people following them on social media. If this, you really, you ate and pooped out an AirPod? And wow. The answer to the question why always has me scratching my head. Anyways, the woman who ate her bleeping AirPod by mistake, and then the AirPod was working inside of her stomach, and then she pooped it out. And it went viral on TikTok. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And her digestive system as well.
Yeah, and don't forget to listen for the Journey song coming up in about 10 minutes and for your chance to win some Journey tickets.
Yeah, you'll hear Journey and then go to our website, buyu957.com, click on the Win Journey tickets, and do what it tells you to do. And maybe you can win some before you can buy them. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. Yesterday, McDonald's ran a promotion where if you downloaded their app, through their app, you could get an Egg McMuffin for its original price when it first came out, which was 63 cents. And so many people either went to the app or downloaded the app so they could get one of these, that the app went out. You know, when you hear something is really big on the internet, they'll say it blew up the internet. Like if something goes viral. Well, yesterday the McDonald's app went bust. Yesterday morning, they got it going again. But it shows you, you know, we were just talking about last hour in our Big O segment, brands. The biggest brands, the brands that are worth the most money in our country, the most popular brands. You know, McDonald's, when you think about brands, they're up near the top of the list. I mean, everybody knows what McDonald's is. And so they tried this promotion, and their technology evidently couldn't keep up with it. And
I'm surprised so many people downloaded the app just to get a 63-cent Egg McMuffin. I would think McDonald's would do the right thing and say, hey, if you download this app, we'll give you a complimentary Egg McMuffin. But apparently, no, they can still squeeze 63 cents out of people.
Yeah, it was only available on the app. You couldn't just walk into a McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin yesterday for, for 63 cents.
You know, like stuff like that, I'd rather just go ahead and pay full price. Why not? I'm not going to download an app just to get 63. You know, if I'm paying 63 cents, I might as well pay the whole $2 or $3 or whatever it is.
But that would be considered a successful promotion when the app goes haywire and goes out. I wanted to mention that, and I wanted to mention this here too, because I think we've mentioned this guy on the show, and he's been making news lately. He's the man who says he has the world's largest penis. He's American.
Because that makes a difference.
Well. and again, I don't know if he has been in a contest with other men. But the guy's from New York. And he says he does have the world's largest penis.
Wee wee.
He says because of that, he has slept with multiple A-list celebrities. His name is Jonah Falcon. And he's making news this morning because he said he's sick and tired of showing people his plus-size Johnson.
Johnson.
I mean, I could take over for him if he's ashamed. I don't mind showing mine is off.
It's over 13 inches.
Okay.
He says it's basically like an Academy Award. If you've ever watched the Academy Awards, when they hand those awards to people, and then the people usually, you know, they lift it and hold it over their heads. He's 51 years old now, Jonah Falcon, and he says, for some reason, you know, being this large means I'm a bad person, or I'm egotistic, or I'm dumb, or I'm a porn star, or I'm a slut.
I mean, his name is Brian Falcon.
Jonah Falcon.
Jonah Falcon. What the hell am I thinking about? Jonah Falcon. And he's swinging.
He's from Brooklyn, New York. He is an actor. He does some acting. And he said, I'm sick and tired of having people wanting me to measure it in front of them. I've done that 10,000 times. Enough already. Well, if that's what you're known for, don't you think people are going to be curious?
Well, remember we was talking about how it must be hard to be an attractive female because everywhere you go, people hit on you.
Yep.
Same thing. I guess this guy's just getting tired of having to show his junk off and having to prove to people that he's 13.5 or whatever the hell Jonah Falcon is.
But if you knew this guy, if anybody knew this guy, they would know that he's got the biggest junk on the planet.
And let's not get carried away. He claims he has the biggest junk on the planet. We can call Guinness Book of World Records maybe and see if we can confirm that. I'll participate.
I don't know if he's in the Guinness Book of World Records because I don't know where you have to go or what you have to do to get that record.
You call the Guinness Book of World Records and say, hey, I have the largest junk. Come measure it.
But if it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, don't you think there'd be somebody else on the planet that says, wait a minute?
Yes, exactly. That's why I say he claims he has the biggest junk on the planet, but I haven't seen his name in the Guinness Book of World Records.
He became famous in 1999. because that's when a documentary about him came out. And so for the last, 22 years, and it says, unfortunately, the record isn't official as Guinness doesn't verify such phallic feats.
Oh, that's boring. Boo to Guinness Book of World Records. Blair from the West Bank clarified it. Brian Falcon is the, our friend, the Minotaur. Yeah, we've met Brian Falcon at on the West Bank at Wing Zone, the Minotaur. That's why I got confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Elevate guy, Jesse Fletcher's friend.
Yeah, this guy's Jonah Falcon, and he has the largest junk on the planet.
If Guinness Book of World Records aren't going to take the time to
that's a family book.
Yeah,
that's why they don't.
The point is, if they're not going to take the time to verify it, I'm claiming that I have the largest junk in the world. Why not? You can't prove it. You know what I'm saying? You can't prove that I'm not. You know? So there it is. I have the largest junk in the world, people.
But what does he expect? I mean, this is what people know about him. I mean, there's a guy that wherever he goes, there are people that look at him in a unique way, and there are people who want to see it. They say, look, this is what you've been saying, pal. And he said, I've whipped it out over 10,000 times in my life. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, he just has to pass the torch to somebody else then.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right. No. See how much longer.
Longer.
Jonah Falcon pops up in the news. Coming up, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And boy, this woman, this is a doozy this morning. She mistook something for a pill, and it had to come out. And stay tuned for that. And there's a new television show that a lot of people are talking about. Many of us saw this television show happen in real life before this couple were a television show. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. A Louisiana brown pelican was rescued back in 2010 during that BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They rescued the Louisiana brown pelican. They cleaned them off. And then they brought it to Georgia and released it in Georgia. They tagged it. And they called it Red 33Z. Well, that bird was just spotted back in Louisiana. That brown pelican flew 700 miles determined to get back home, and it was just recently spotted right near Grand Isle. It's pretty impressive, huh?
Oh, yeah,
A brown pelican.
I can't fly for 700 miles.
Traveling 700 miles, really determined to get back home. So good job, Red 33Z. And that pelican is doing a heck of a lot better right now than the New Orleans Pelicans. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. This has to do with a woman who ate something she wasn't supposed to. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here. It's time for the segment we do, The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. This woman just got a lot of notoriety on social media because, well, she went on TikTok and made a video saying that she mistakenly ate her AirPod. She thought she was eating an aspirin, but she ate her AirPod instead. And then a few hours later, she went to the bathroom and she pooped it out. She pooped out her AirPod.
I don't know what's dumber, confusing your AirPod with an aspirin or telling everybody about it on TikTok.
That's what I'm wondering, too. Her name is Carly Belmer. She broadcast her shame to the world. She went viral for a series of TikTok posts in which she claimed she accidentally mistook her Apple AirPod for ibuprofen, swallowed it whole, and ultimately pooped it out, but not before the device blasted a voice memo from inside of her stomach.
Okay, I can't believe that. I don't believe that.
She said, "So, like, I ate my bleeping left AirPod." She's 27 years old. And that's what she told her followers on TikTok.
I don't see the AirPod working with all that acid and stuff that's in your stomach when you digested all those enzymes and everything that has that you have to go through down the digestive system. There's no way that thing worked.
Well, she said that she was crawling into bed and she had an ibuprofen 800 in one hand and my bleeping AirPod, my left earbud, in the other. And she made a mistake and ate the wrong one. So you think she's embellishing the story?
She didn't get a full AirPod, didn't go off with the Bluetooth inside her stomach. No way.
Well, she lives in Boston.
Boston. I mean, you said she pooped it out?
Yeah, well, she said she pooped it out.
Okay. I'm guessing now everything she listens to sounds like crap then, right?
It continues to amaze me what people will do to get likes and get people following them on social media. You ate and pooped out an AirPod? And wow. The answer to the question why always has me scratching my head. Anyways, the woman who ate her bleeping AirPod by mistake, and then the AirPod was working inside of her stomach, and then she pooped it out. And it went viral on TikTok. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And her digestive system as well.
Yeah, and don't forget to listen for the Journey song coming up in about 10 minutes. And for your chance to win some Journey tickets.
Yeah, you'll hear Journey and then go to our website, buyu957.com. Click on the Win Journey tickets and do what it tells you to do. And maybe you can win some before you can buy them. From Buyu 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.